We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Beaver Sports Talk, brought to you by Willamette Valley's own Pacific Source Health Plans, keeping its members game ready every day. Learn more at PacificSourceMembersFirst.com. Safeway. Stop into Safeway, your exclusive grocery partner of Oregon State Athletics. Your local Toyota dealers. Toyota, let's go places. Spirit Mountain Casino. Have some real fun. And by First Interstate Bank. First Interstate Bank is the proud sponsor of the Oregon State Athletics Community Hero Program. Now, this is Beaver Sports Talk. Here is your host, Mike Parker.
Good evening, everybody, and thank you very much for being here tonight at Buffalo Wild Wings on Northwest 9th Street. We're going to be here until 7 o'clock talking Oregon State basketball with the two as very special guests, as always, Oregon State women's basketball coach Scott Ruick, whose team has two games at home this weekend, coming off a sweep of the Mountain Schools. We look forward to talking to Coach Ruick about all of that in the first part of the show. And in the second half of the show, it's the 353rd edition, another edition of the most often contested rivalry in the history of college basketball, another edition of the Civil War coming up Saturday night. We'll talk to Wayne Tinkle in the second half of Beaver Sports Talk tonight. We've got a lot to get to, and appreciate you being here and listening across the network. More important, we're hoping that if you're within the sound of my voice and certainly have the ability to get down here this weekend, three big basketball games that we'd love to see a tremendous amount of fans. Beaver Nation has been great all year long, but this is a huge weekend for both programs with Arizona State in here Friday night at 8 o'clock, the Beaver men in the Civil War Saturday night at 7:30. And then the OSU women hosting Arizona Sunday at noon. Those are three huge basketball games and events. BeaverTickets.com. Look forward to seeing many of you that are here at Buffalo Wild Wings and listening all across the Beaver Sports Network wherever you are tonight. Hope that you're able to make it into Gill Coliseum this weekend. We expect some tremendous basketball and look forward to your support. We're going to take a quick break and come back with Oregon State women's basketball coach Scott Ruick to talk about the sweep and a look ahead to the Arizonas coming to town. We appreciate you being here tonight. It's Buffalo Wild Wings Beaver Sports Talk on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Wouldn't it be nice if road trips were easy?
That was our 10th consecutive green light.
Anyone need to go to the bathroom?
Nope.
I went before we left.
Great.
Hey, you in the sedan! Smooth merge!
At McDonald's, we're making things easy. Introducing the Savers Menu. Simply choose from the Sausage McMuffin, Hash Browns, Sausage Burrito, or Sausage Biscuit and get another for a buck. Easy. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
So tell us about this new sales job at Pacific Office Automation.
It's great. They have one of the country's best training programs and killer incentives for recent college grads, so I'm really motivated.
You're motivated?
Oh my gosh.
Dad, are you okay?
This is amazing.
Our son is motivated. I'm calling Phil. He'll be so jealous.
Looking for a job that'll finally impress your parents? Visit pacificoffice.com/careers to work at the largest independent office technology provider in the country. Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
High-quality organic food should be available to everyone at a better value. That's why Safeway offers O Organics. Hundreds of USDA-certified organic products exclusively in our stores. From fruits and vegetables to chicken and olive oil and frozen treats to baby food, you'll find a huge selection of organic items for the whole family at Safeway. Food you feel good about eating and serving. Look for O Organics products throughout Safeway. O Organics. Organic for all.
The Civil War series is brought to you by Safeway Albertsons, Spirit Mountain Casino, Pacific Source Health Plans, your local Toyota dealers, and First Interstate Bank. The University of Oregon and Oregon State University want to thank each company for recognizing one of the longest-running sports rivalries in the nation. Ultimately, our student-athletes will benefit the greatest from their tremendous support. The Beavs and Ducks will battle head-to-head once again this year in 10 different sports. Cheer on the Beavs this season to capture the Civil War series.
Right corner to Trace for three. Go!
Caleb Pippen made a 90-footer just after the clock went to zero. Incredible shot, tough break that it didn't go in. Just right under the basket. She hurled it like a javelin. She hurled it like a baseball, and it went right through. That's something you rarely ever see anytime, any place. A tough break that it was just right after the clock went to zero, even though they're going to check it. We'll take a break and come back with quarter number two.
Well, that was a memorable moment without doubt, even though Ron Callen on the call did come back with, well, it didn't count, but nevertheless, it was a fantastic play in a moment, which we'll talk about. The counting moments, of course, are more important in the long run, but I suppose we can start right there with something that I don't know if you've ever seen before as a fan. I know I've never been able to call a play like that. I've never really seen a shot like that. And it was part of a big sweep for the Beaver women's basketball team this weekend. Please join me in welcoming Scott Ruick to Buffalo Wild Wings. Coach, even though it didn't count, it's pretty cool. Did you see the whole thing? Did you think there was any chance it might count?
I did, actually, because you never put anything past Mick. I know everybody watches her throw that little ball after introductions. They introduce her. She runs out. She takes this little plastic basketball and throws it to the wall
right
at the top of Gill, and it's one of the highlights of the game every week. And then here she is, you know, what did they say, 83 feet, whatever it was, turning and throwing. So you're like, oh, I know she can get it there. So it's worth watching. And then sure enough, that thing goes down. And I knew it was late. You just kind of knew it was late. But who cares? I mean, you celebrate half-court shots at halftime. You celebrate. Right. I mean, it's just one of the amazing things that happened during that game. And so, you know, with that shot and then the one Destiny's known for, her freshman year at Maryland, throwing that, I mean, a two-hand overhead shot that was similar in distance, you know, and two of the most amazing shots you've ever seen on this team right here. And so that was a special moment for Mick and our team. It didn't count, but who knows how much momentum it created for us, because it was just one of those amazing feel-good moments.
Have you ever seen a longer shot by any player in a game, even though it didn't count, than the one Michaela threw away?
No. Okay. I personally have not. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, she was below the free throw line, right? I mean, that's what she was on the block. That was just off a rebound. And, you know, I mean, what an incredible athlete she is.
It also, too, tells you, I mean, there might come a time when it does count and you just keep playing, right? You give
that's
it your
right.
best shot, as yep. she did. But anyway, even though it didn't count, you had plenty of other shots that did in getting the sweep over the weekend, beginning with a big victory at Colorado, 79-52. How proud of you were your team coming off that incredible gauntlet to go back on the road against a team that played you very tough here, and after that first quarter, just take full control of that game?
Well, I was really pleased with our approach the entire week. You know, it's not easy to lose to anybody, and certainly, you know, three straight losses. Oregon's obviously a great team. Stanford's a great team. Both, I think, top five. I mean, if they're not, they're right there next to it. I think they are. And so, you know, there's no shame in those losses, as bad as they hurt, because your competition is great. At the same time, it's miserable. It's just miserable, you know, to lose. And I don't. This team came here to win games like that, to be one of the best, if not the best, in the country. And so, you know, you wonder, how will we respond? Will our spirit be broken? Will we, you know, what are we going to have to do as coaches to get their minds right going into the weekend? And I've always, win or lose, focused on fundamentals, focused on what can we get better at. Let's forget the scoreboard. It's not about that. It's how well can we play, and let's get better this week. And so certainly, you know, when you play those excellent teams, your weaknesses are exposed, your strengths are accentuated. And so we had a lot to teach from last week, and we went straight to rebounding. That was one thing for sure that we covered. And we talked about offensive execution. We talked about moving the ball quickly and being harder hitting, and all those things happened this weekend. I was so pleased with the way that they approached the week. They came in ready to work, more competitive than we had been. If anything, it was more of a wake-up call than anything, those losses. You know, we're better than this was the general theme. And where can we get better? So their ears were open, their eyes were open, and I thought we progressed through the weekend, and today's practice was a continuation of it.
The rebounding thing you mentioned, we'll start there, in that in the Thursday game in Boulder, you out-rebound them 50-27. So it looked like they took to heart, as you said, exactly the things you felt like you needed to work on coming off that three-game stretch.
Yeah, and against Colorado, if anybody's watched them, I mean, they're one of the more physical teams in our conference. They play extremely hard. You know, you're on their home floor. They're coming off a game against Stanford where they go in Palo Alto, go to overtime with Stanford, and honestly should have won that game. Give Stanford credit, but, I mean, they had a two-point lead with 1.6 seconds to go. And so we knew they'd be very confident. Well, we had to hit them first. We had to be the aggressive team. And I thought just our physicality on the boards and our commitment to that end of the floor was really the difference. And that defensive effort created excellent offense for us. And then I thought the second half of that Colorado game was maybe the best we've executed offensively all year.
Want to get to the offensive execution and the amazing shooting and Aaliyah Goodman with a career-high game in a moment. But one other thing about the rebounding, in that Kennedy Brown ends up with a career-high 13 rebounds in the Colorado game. For a freshman to have that kind of number on the road in that circumstance is very impressive.
Yeah, and everybody talks about elevation and all these things that they want you to think about, you know, and your first time going in. I thought the team handled that extremely well. You know, and I was asked about it last week. I'm like, it's in your mind, and mm-hmm. certainly your lungs are going to burn for 2 minutes. And then after that, it's going to feel normal. And I remember back, I have all these examples on a Marchbanks my first year, because I had never coached at Elevation. I'm like, man, is this stuff real? And then on a Marchbanks played 40 minutes and played out of her mind, played her best game of the year to that point. I'm like, you can go mind over circumstance in that case. And you look at Kennedy, I mean, she could have had excuses like that, but she said, no, this is what my team needs. I'm capable, and she produced for us in a big way, not just on the boards, but her all-around game was phenomenal.
And what about Coach Aaliyah Goodman, who I remember visiting with you last week when you joined us via the phones last week. We talked about Aaliyah, even in the midst of a couple of disappointing losses in the Civil War, nevertheless, it looked like some things were coming back for her in those games. And she was 2-for-5 in Eugene, 3-for-3 at home in the Civil War, and then just took it to an incredible level in Boulder.
Yeah, I was pleased, obviously, in the home Civil War, just to see her settle in and remember who she is, you know, as a scorer, and not only who she is, but who we need her to be. And that's her strength. She can kind of be whatever this team needs. And, you know, coming off the bench, Kat's been starting the last few games. That gives Aaliyah, I think, a perspective of just that. What do we need right now? And it makes it really clear to her on what to bring to the floor, whether she's at the wing and Destiny's at the one, or whether she comes in as the point. And she's such a competitor. I mean, such a smart, savvy competitor. I had two retired gentlemen come up to me, and these are basketball fans, two different settings. One right after our Utah game, and one out shopping on Sunday, that came up and said to me, "Aaliyah Goodman's my favorite player," and he goes, "Just her savviness," and he said, "In the entire Pac-12, she's my favorite player to watch." And I know people value that mind, that competitiveness, and her ability to manipulate the game and then rise to what the game needs. And in Colorado, you know, jumped out big, they came back at us, we got in a little drought. And then Aaliyah took it over by knocking shots down, and she continued throughout the game.
7-for-9 for Aaliyah from deep, a career-high 26 points. But it wasn't just Aaliyah, 13-for-19. That's a heck of a number from beyond the line. And does that get to what you were talking about, Coach, a function of execution?
It was. It was beautiful basketball. I thought we had poise and aggressiveness at the same time. We watched all our scores today from that game. And the second half execution, I love. We looked to push the ball every possession, yet we didn't force anything. When they were back, we executed. We backed the ball out. We got our spacing. We set up, and we just trusted our offense and said, you know, we're hard to guard if we just execute. And so that ball moved sideline to sideline. It went through the paint and out. And then we had everybody scoring. Our fours, our power forwards, were very aggressive, moving the basketball. The ball never really stopped in that second half, which is our basketball. You know, that's what people are used to watching Oregon State do. And even Janessa Thropé got into the act by knocking a three down for us and playing maybe her best game of the season. And so it was a great performance overall by the team.
Janessa, 7 points, 4 rebounds at Colorado. Jasmine Simmons had a good weekend shooting the basketball, 5-for-8 and rebounding well, 5 boards against Utah. We need to take a break. We'll talk about the Utah game and shift and close with thoughts about the Arizonas coming to town. And I know Friday night, every game in this league is big. I'm sure there will be a concerted effort to try to flip the script from the last time around against a very good Arizona State team. More with Coach Ruick. Thanks for joining us tonight. Wayne Tinkle still to come with the Civil War Saturday night. We're at Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
The Vet Ticks program at Oregon State is presented by 10 Barrel Brewing Company. 10 Barrel and Oregon State are proud to provide tickets to veterans throughout the athletic year, which helps reduce stress, strengthen family bonds, build lifelong memories, and encourage service members and veterans to stay engaged with local communities and American life. To learn more or to register for the program, please visit vetticks.org. 10 Barrel Brewing Company, official craft beer of Oregon State Athletics. Please drink responsibly.
Join thousands of Beaver fans who have discovered how Oregon State Credit Union can help turn your financial goals into fantastic realities. We offer competitive rates, personalized service, and honest financial advice to help you get greater control over your finances. Join today and do more with your money. Visit us at OregonStateCU.com. Oregon State Credit Union, proud to be the official credit union of Oregon State Athletics.
Hey, Beavs fans, have you noticed the OSU athletic facilities got a facelift over the summer? Yep, our good friends at Infinity Images created, printed, and built all the graphics you see on game day. Infinity Images will take your idea from a napkin sketch to a larger-than-life experience with their grand format printing capabilities. No matter what the size, scale, or ask might be, from design to install, they have you covered. Get the ball rolling. Head over to InfinityImages.com. Go Beavs!
At The Barbers, we are proud to be able to serve customers from all over Oregon and Southwest Washington. We are celebrating our 20th year in business. We're open 7 days a week, no appointment necessary. Call ahead to minimize your wait and secure your favorite barber. With 34 locations, come see why over 50,000 customers a month choose The Barbers. Go to thebarbersonline.com to find a location near you. The Barbers, where guys go for great cuts, and proud supporter of Beaver Athletics.
We've all put ourselves in potentially unsafe situations, whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in a badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. Let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Strike Light is here to help you approach every day with confidence. With a heavy-duty shell that takes the form of a high-intensity flashlight combined with the protection of a loud stun arc, the Strike Light is a trusted companion to take anywhere you go. Visit StrikeLight.Taser.com and use the code SAFETY for a $99 Strike Light. That's code SAFETY at StrikeLight.Taser.com.
Hi, Beaver Nation. This is Mike Parker with John Warren. Every week, we'll be hosting a new Beaver Sports Podcast presented by Hum Kombucha that will cover the most recent news about Oregon State athletics. We'll share our opinions and provide an inside look you won't hear anywhere else.
The podcast can be found at osubeavers.com/Beaver Sports Podcast.
We want to thank Hum Kombucha for being the presenting sponsor of the podcast, along with the associate partners La Crosse and Visit Corvallis.
A new podcast will be released every Wednesday. Be sure to join us.
Go Beavs!
Top of the key, four on the shot clock, goes in, puts up a wild shot, no good. Jazz Simmons with the rebound. That's her third rebound of the game. Simmons over to Pivik. Now it's Goodman, a long three ball. She hits it.
That's a part of a tremendous weekend and resurgence of late for Aaliyah Goodman, the voice of Ron Callen. You heard Jasmine Simmons mentioned in there, as well as, of course, Michaela Pivik. And while it, and I understand that Aaliyah Goodman would win hearts and people would say she's my favorite player on the team or in the whole conference. We get that. We understand that. But again, week in and week out, weekend in, weekend out, Michaela Pivik has been named to the Wooden Award late season top 20, top 20 finalists on the Naismith defensive midseason team, the Naismith trophy watch list, the Wade trophy watch list, the Cheryl Miller Award watch list. Coach Ruick, every week we spend time, we could spend most of the show talking about her accolades, and she was solid again, and at times tremendous for you in this sweep this weekend.
And the senior class award.
Exactly, which is
maybe
huge.
Yeah. Everybody's favorite award, you know, that Sydney Weiss won 3 years ago, and I think Mick should probably be the favorite based upon everything she does on and off the court.
The criteria speaks about who she is.
Yeah, it should be named after, right. Maybe. And Michaela is... I mean, what can you say? I've heard that phrase about her a few times, too, by the way. My favorite player to watch. And
right.
So they can say that about probably everybody on our team. But Mick really elevated her game. Against Utah, she got off to a little bit of a slow start in that game, but second half just took it over and had an opportunity. If I probably should have moved her to the one, she would have had a triple-double. Just needed a few more assists.
20 you know? Points, 12 rebounds, and then 5 assists. That's a heck of a floor game.
It really was. Yeah. And so she just continues to produce in every way. She's climbing up every all-time leaderboard there is, along with all of the awards that you just mentioned.
What about the game at Utah, Coach? I was kind of hearing reports because we were getting ready for our own game. I think it felt like it had an odd flow to it. Then I see you're up 75-49 in the fourth quarter. I think, okay, all is well. But then when I saw the final score, 77-65, it just felt like it was kind of an odd game to play and to go through.
It was. They came out. They're a very dangerous team, first off. They are, not overwhelming defensively inside. That's probably the weakness of their team. However, skill-wise, on the perimeter, they've got shooters everywhere. They're very skilled in the post. They're just not big, and so that if you look at one thing, that's probably the one thing they have a hard time stopping people at the rim maybe. But you look at that team, I'm like, they're good. The stuff they run is good. And they came out and put 24 on us in the first quarter. Kiana Moore hadn't hit a three. I mean, I think she hit a couple against Oregon, but she hadn't hit for a couple weeks before. And so, you know, you look at our scouting report, are we Gardner at the three-point line? Well, she's a driver. Well, she comes out and hits three threes in the first quarter, you know, and it's like, okay, here we go. And so they ran out ahead of us early. We battled back, and then the second quarter and third quarter, we were outstanding. I thought we played just great basketball. In fact, the third quarter might have been the best quarter of basketball we've played. We scored 30 points, which is the most we've had scored in a quarter so far this year. Our guard, we went to a small lineup. They were awesome the last 4 or 5 minutes of that third quarter. We carried that lead halfway through the fourth quarter, and then we relaxed a little bit, turned it over against their press, and they went 16-2 to close the game. But the game was over,
right.
You know, by that point. Not that I loved it. Certainly there's some growing moments there. And, you know, unfortunately there's a little bit of you don't want to damage your resume, you know, and there's a little bit of style points probably that do factor in. And so point differential, not that it's a big thing in our sport. It shouldn't be. It probably counts a little bit. And so we would love to finish games like that a little bit better. Yeah.
30-11 in the third quarter, breaking away from the 32-32 halftime tie, and then winning it in impressive to sweep on the road, to sweep anywhere. That's great work. And so now you come home to a team, to two teams that are nationally ranked and very good, starting with Arizona State on Friday. You had when you look back at the film and preparing, I don't know how much you do of that, but it looked like your first half offensively, they made it hard. It was a bit of a struggle.
It was our worst shooting game of the year to this point. You got to give them credit for it. They speed you up. They play so hard and physical. ASU has had our number. They've beaten us 4 straight times. I mean, there's no hiding that. It's a fact. They have been more physical than us in most of those games, and especially in the key moments of those games. And it's hurt us. You know, well, that game had a little carryover, I think, from a year ago. Certainly, on their floor, we came out too tight. We were missing layups. We were missing open shots. We shot 31% for the game and 2 of 20 from 3 in the game. Obviously, that's not who we are. But down the stretch of the game, they beat us on the boards. They got extra possessions. They scored around the hoop. And they finished us off down there. I loved the fact that we got back in the game. We tied it, and then they made the plays the last 3 minutes of the game. And so this is one where we need to maintain our toughness throughout the game. We need to hold our own on the boards. We actually out-rebounded them down there by 10. However, they got some really key ones down the stretch. And so, you know, every time we play them, the word I use is battle. It's going to be a battle. It is every time. It's going to be a great basketball game Friday night. And you know, then we get to look forward to another great one on Sunday.
And we'll close with a thought on that with a pretty quick turnaround. You know, go Friday at 8, Sunday at noon against Arizona. And the Arizona game was also a hard-fought game that you win by 2 with Michaela making a great play at the end. But you did shoot it well there, 9 of 20 from three-point range.
Yeah, it was a great game overall. I thought we executed well. You know, we got away from them a little bit, and then they chipped back and got it close at the end and then tied it. You know, it was an interesting game down the stretch, actually. But then Mick, you know, makes just a Mick play. You know, we got her the ball, and she finished them with a shot late in that game that our defense held and made a miss at the end. And so it was a great basketball game. And you know, you got to give Arizona a lot of credit. They saw their name yesterday in the reveal of the top 16 seeds for the NCAA tournament. You know, it's obviously very early, but they were in there, I think 14 or 15, one of those two. So give them a lot of credit. They're one game ahead of us in the standings right now. And so, you know, it's going to be a weekend where we're tied with ASU. We're one game behind Arizona. And so it's kind of obvious what needs to happen. We need to win. We need a great crowd, of course, like we always have. And it's going to be a lot of fun this weekend.
Well, for Coach Ruick, as you all know in the program, number 9 in the early reveal by the NCAA selection committee in its first preliminary rankings, number 9 in the top 10 in every poll this season. So it's been a fun year to be around you and your program again, Coach. Thanks for taking time for us. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Mike.
Let's hear it for head coach Scott Ruick. We'll take a break. Head coach Wayne Tinkle up next on the Beaver Sports Network from Buffalo Wild Wings.
With a little help from Main Street Bistro side dishes, you can spend less time planning meals and more time enjoying them. Try pairing your favorite entree with Main Street Bistro's new sea salt and black pepper roasted potatoes. Made with fully roasted tri-color baby potatoes and ready to share in minutes. With real ingredients you trust and made from scratch taste you crave, Main Street Bistro refrigerated side dishes are available in your grocer's meat department. Plan less, enjoy more.
When you were a kid, time seems to drag.
Then suddenly you're 15, and it's completely different. You go from singing soprano to bass, and you grow a foot taller overnight.
But you get through it. I did. Good thing I've had routine physicals along the way. And with my Pacific Source Health Plan, they don't cost a thing. $0 for a routine physical and other preventive care services. And I have zero problems with that.
$0 routine physicals. Just another way Pacific Source Health Plans puts members first. Find a plan at PacificSourceMembersFirst.com.
The Oregon State Beavers and the Oregon Office of State Fire Marshal want you to make a slam dunk for your family's fire safety. Now that we're in cold weather season, be sure to use your home heating equipment safely. Keep things that can burn, such as paper, clothes, blankets, and curtains, at least 3 feet away from any heating equipment. Plug portable space heaters directly into an outlet. Don't use extension cords or power strips. Also, make sure your portable heater has an automatic tip-over switch. Remember, fire safety is your responsibility.
This is Sean George of George Packing Company, the nation's largest hazelnut processor. We thank Oregon State University for their help saving our Oregon hazelnut industry. When a tree disease threatened to wipe out orchards, Oregon State University teamed up with family farmers to find solutions. Today, hazelnuts are the fastest growing part of Oregon's agriculture economy. Please join George Packing in celebrating our longstanding partnership with OSU, and go Beavs!
First Interstate Bank is the proud sponsor of the Community Hero Program. Throughout the year, Beaver Nation has been submitting their community hero stories, and First Interstate Bank wants to give a special thank you to Nick Troxel. Nick was nominated by his wife, Nicole. Nick is not only an amazing police officer for the city of Tillamook, where he goes above and beyond to serve his community, but he's also a member of countless organizations to help better the community as well. Thank you, Nick, from First Interstate Bank, proud partners of Beaver Athletics.
Nicely done, beef. From London broils and French dips to New York strips and Texas briskets. Who knew you were so well-traveled? Yeah, you're what's for dinner. And it's always dinner somewhere. Bring everyone back to the table and get cooking at Beef, It's What's For Dinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers.
Here, and they took Oregon to the wire here on Thursday. It's a much improving program. Antoine Vernon, right corner to Lucas for three. That's good. Jared Lucas, part of a big weekend in the Bay Area. That was at Cal, and we certainly remember what he did on Thursday in the first half, where it just felt, must have felt like old times for young Jared, scoring 17 points and ends up with a career-high 21 and helping the Beavers to a tremendous win in that opener at Stanford, 68-63. Stanford comes back and defeats Oregon in the most recent game between the two teams, and between Stanford and Oregon. And so that sets up a civil war with both teams coming off a split in the Bay Area. It's the 353rd edition of the most often contested rivalry in the history of college basketball. And joining us to talk about it, please join me in welcoming Oregon State men's basketball coach Wayne Tinkle to Buffalo Wild Wings. Good evening, coach.
Good evening, buddy. Good to be with you.
Civil War time, I mean, it, no matter what records are, no matter what's at stake, it's a huge deal. You've known that and felt that. Maybe even before you got here, you kind of knew about it. But now you've been in it. This is your sixth year. What is the whole rivalry like for you, coach?
Well, it's, I guess coming here from Montana, where Montana State right. Is a huge rivalry as well, but, it's a different level, obviously, the Pac-12 level, but, it's, you'd like to tell your guys it's just another game, but that, they know you that you're blowing smoke at them. it's a huge thing, and there's a lot of bragging rights in this state, and we see each other in the state a lot recruiting and, out and about, so it's nice to be able to have a little bit of bragging rights, and then I know it's huge for all of our alumni base for sure.
Coach, what is it? I don't even know how to get my mind around the Pac-12 conference this year and what can happen on a given weekend, but What do you make of just, you know, both of your teams, programs, based on what you see from your opponent, based on what you both just experienced down there? Cal did take Oregon to the wire, had a great chance to win that. You're beating Stanford. You go down to the wire with Cal, and they do hang on to win. Meanwhile, Stanford beats Oregon week in and week out. I mean, nobody sweeps in this league on the road. It's a hard thing to do, and it's just a crazy year in the conference.
Yeah, it really is, unlike any we've been a part of. Maybe you can say there's no real dominant team and there's no real stinky team. Everybody's really close, and a lot of the games are closely contested. We feel there's two or three that could have gone either way for us, but it's a battle night in and night out. I mean, we knew Stanford was going to be a heck of a game. Their only loss there was to Kansas. You know, oddly enough, it's on TV here and a replay on the Pac-12 network. But
yes, it is.
You know, we handled the business there. The guys did a great job of staying focused to the plan and closing that one out. Oregon ekes one out at Cal when they were down halftime. We knew Cal was playing everybody tough at their place. And it's just crazy from week to week, from game to game. Anybody can get you on any given night. And we've obviously let some go, but we feel like if we hit our stride, if we put the combination of defending like we did both games this weekend, showed great improvement, but get back to shooting the ball like we were, you know, 5-6 weeks ago, we can really make a good run here down the stretch and make some crazy things happen. So that's what we keep telling our guys. Let's take care of us. Let's take it one at a time. Let's get back to defending consistently. And, gosh, we got to free our minds up and be a lot more confident shooting that thing on offense.
Is that part of it, Coach, the freeing of the mind and not overthinking it? Or because you've been in enough of a statistically quantifiable slump, I mean, what's the best way when the shots are good, they're good looks, to kind of get out of it?
It's tough. You just got to try to find a way to – I think our guys are putting pressure on themselves. They know we had expectations. Great group of guys busting their chops. You know, really, I mean, the thing at Washington State was a little bit of an aberration, I think, with all that. And then our USC performance was the only time at home we just were not ourselves. I'll put it that way. Every other game, I mean, we're battling. You know, some nights we're better defensively than others. But we're not shooting the ball like we were earlier. And yes, the defense is better when you're in conference, but it's not like we're taking poor shots. We're getting good shots. We're getting them from the right people, by and large. We're just in a funk, and the guys are pressing. It's like they each and every next possession they're putting more pressure to make the shot. We just got to relax, free our minds, let it come in the flow, shoot them with confidence, and wait for us to bust out of it. And really, it's not much more complicated than that.
And in a sense, Coach, I mean, I know that everybody needs to kind of own that and assimilate that message. But you had if I'm hearing you and Jared Lucas right, you had almost a specific conversation with him about just, you know, go play the game, take a little pressure off yourself. For whatever reason, he responded with that amazing half at Stanford.
Well, here's what's big. I mean, he texted me. We were on the middle of that trip, Washington State. We were in Spokane. Coach, hey, can we sit down for a few minutes? I said, you bet. Wait till we get to the hotel. And he said, Coach, I really think I can contribute. I know my problem's been on the defensive end. I know I'm in the middle of a slump, but gosh, I want to help this team so bad. And I said, yeah, well, we agree. I want you to contribute for us too. But you've got to give us a reason to play if the shots aren't going in and it's on the defensive end, making smart decisions offensively. We're never worried about you making shots, even though we know you're in a slump. But let's get a handle on these other things. And then you need to play with confidence because he's passed up a bunch of open shots. And, a couple games went by, and I know he was down after the USC weekend. He didn't play much, and a couple of those guys were his old teammates. But, it was a deal where I think he was a little nervous in practice. He didn't have the same, sense of focus. And he came to me, and he said, Coach, remember, he goes, you called me out on kind of my youthful exuberance, and some of it was fake at times, just making noise, and he goes, I took that to heart, so I didn't say anything at practice that week. And I said, well, yeah, but you lost a little bit of your energy and focus too, and so you can't drift in and out like that. Let's get back on page where you're focused, locked in, bringing it every day, because he's a warrior. He works hard. He really wants to help. Good kid. And then he called me again and said, Coach, I'm on page. I'm all in. I got your message. It's finally sunk in, and I'm ready to go for you. And that was right before the Stanford game, right before we left town. And, boy, he sure gave us a huge spark in that first half.
You know, and you even – the thing that was impressive about that just on a – in that game and that moment at Stanford, things didn't go well on his first possession, and yet he didn't let it get him down.
Well, we yelled at him, just shoot the – you know, dang ball. Just shoot the ball. We've got other guys that can get in there and play make. If you're open, shoot it. If you're not, get it to the next guy and keep moving. And he charged – you know, over the, you know, on his first move, trying to go over the basket and controversial call. And then I think did he miss his first one? Or was he 3 for 3? I don't know. He let it go. And then after that, I mean, there was two. You'd have thought he was Steph Curry. Trace started dribbling, pitching it back to him from 10 feet behind the line. And we're like, that a boy. I mean, we need somebody to kind of break the ice. And he did that game. And unfortunately, boy, I thought we really fought hard at Cal. You know, it's 3 weeks in a row. We were the late game Thursday night, first afternoon game Saturday, and two of those 3 weekends were on the road. People may not think it's a huge deal, but I think it caught up to us a little bit. But we battled. We battled. Cal had been playing everybody tough. We had the lead late. We just could not put the ball in the basket. And for a little bit of a stretch there, we couldn't get a defensive rebound. They had 4 putbacks in a row, all from their 5-man. You know, and it's a 2-point game. We have the last possession to try to win it, and, you know, the 50-50 block charge call goes their way. But our guys battled, and we told them after the game on the bus to the airport, Mike, in the airport, I walked by each guy individually, again in film Monday. It was a good week. It wasn't a great week. Great week, we would have got the sweep. But it was a good week and a step in the right direction, and so we've got to keep our guys positive and convince them that we need to keep building off of it.
We will take a break and talk about the Civil War Saturday night at Gill Coliseum. Go to BeaverTickets.com. Be part of what we believe will be a tremendous atmosphere Saturday. You can contribute to it, certainly, in coming out for Civil War basketball. We're going to give away 4 tickets to that game during this break from Buffalo Wild Wings. One of the perks of actually being right here at Northwest 9th Street, Buffalo Wild Wings. We'll take a break and come back with more with Coach Tinkle. Thanks for joining us tonight. Buffalo Wild Wings Beaver Sports Talk from the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
The Oregon State men's basketball team returns to legendary Gill Coliseum this November. Be there as returners Trace Tinkle, Ethan Thompson, and Kyler Kelly battle through an impressive schedule that will surely be filled with exciting big moments. Come experience the Beavers in one of the most exciting atmospheres in college sports.
Trace attacks the basket, off the glass, it counts, he's fouled!
Catch every game this year when you get season tickets starting at just $99. Call 541-737-2050 or head to BeaverTickets.com to secure your seats today.
Whether it is OSU game day or you're getting ready for OSU game day, make sure Dairy Mart is on your playlist. With 44 neighborhood locations throughout the Willamette Valley, Dairy Mart has everything you'll need for a great game. Beer and pop, iced, chips, healthy fresh-to-go snacks, even hot deli items, and your favorite Lockmead dairy products. Stop into your local Dairy Mart and get what you really want for Beavers
Dairy
game day.
Dairy Mart is here, man. Dairy Mart's right here.
Fast, real fast.
Join thousands of Beaver fans who have discovered how Oregon State Credit Union can help turn your financial goals into fantastic realities. We offer competitive rates, personalized service, and honest financial advice to help you get greater control over your finances. Join today and do more with your money. Visit us at OregonStateCU.com. Oregon State Credit Union, proud to be the official credit union of Oregon State Athletics.
Want to look your best on game day? Then make sure to visit The Barbers. For over 20 years, The Barbers have been providing top-notch haircuts with an old-school barbershop experience. Great haircuts done by the best barbers in the business and a price that won't break your pocketbook. At The Barbers, we are proud to be able to serve customers from all over Oregon and Southwest Washington. Go to thebarbersonline.com to find a location near you. The Barbers, where guys go for great cuts and proudly supporting Beaver Athletics. Go Beavs!
So tell us about this new sales job at Pacific Office Automation.
It's great. They have one of the country's best training programs and killer incentives for recent college grads, so I'm really motivated.
You're motivated?
Oh my gosh.
Dad, are you okay?
This is amazing.
Our son is motivated. I'm calling Phil. He'll be so jealous.
Looking for a job that'll finally impress your parents? Visit pacificoffice.com/careers to work at the largest independent office technology provider in the country, Pacific Office Automation.
problem solved.
Hey, Beavs fans, have you noticed the OSU athletic facilities got a facelift over the summer? Yep, our good friends at Infinity Images created, printed, and built all the graphics you see on game day. Infinity Images will take your idea from a napkin sketch to a larger-than-life experience with their grand format printing capabilities. No matter what the size, scale, or ask might be, from design to install, they have you covered. Get the ball rolling. Head over to InfinityImages.com. Go Beavs!
Beaver lead is 2 at 38-36. Al Hollins back the other way, throws to Reichel, one bounce dribble, shoots a 3 and bangs it. Big shot for Zach Reichel on the road this past weekend, and you heard the name of Alfred Hollins. Before we move on to talk a little bit about the challenge Saturday night, as we welcome you back into Buffalo Wild Wings, well, we extol Jared Lucas for his first half in particular at Stanford. Coach, I don't know what happened for Alfred Hollins in that second half in Berkeley, but he scores 14 points, was getting to the free throw line, which he hadn't been doing much of in conference play. So what did you see happening with Alfred?
Well, I think he was a little bit down on himself. You know, we talked to him about being aggressive. You know, we talked about needing some help beyond Ethan and Trace and Kyler, you know, ad nauseum. And, you know, he'd been up and down a little bit, and we took him out. He had a tough turnover. He had great hustle. They called a foul. So we saw it in the replay. There wasn't much. But anyway, he took the layup away from the guy. And we felt like we needed to go a little bit smaller. And when he came out, you know, we reminded him to be aggressive, that we thought he had a mismatch with Antisevic. And he went back out there. And to his credit, especially once we got in the bonus, he became very aggressive. And, you know, we made a point to him. It wasn't by shooting threes. It wasn't by, you know, taking a bunch of jumpers. He cut. He got a backdoor pass from Trace for a basket. He went to the offensive glass, got a put back. And then off of cutting off of some other players' movements, caught it on the dribble and got fouled and got to the free throw line. So just by pure, you know, movement, hustle, and doing the things that we work on in our motion, he got 14 points in the second half and really is the one that kept us in that game because we weren't shooting it well. And they did a really good job on Ethan and Trace. And so now the challenge is for him to bring that each and every game, you know, and if Alfred can get us, you know, 10, 12, 14 points, you know, each night out, it's going to really help us.
It was interesting to watch what you, and I don't know if you see something or you feel like in certain times a message that's appropriate, but after the turnover that on this kind of a slow, he didn't have much on a pass, I think, trying to get it to Trace, and it was intercepted, leading to a Cal run out. But he did get back to make the guy, the Cal player, earn it. And you say it might have been clean to begin with. But whatever the case, I heard you immediately. You were up, not on him about the pass, but cheering the hustle. Somehow you felt in that moment that that's what the kid needs to hear.
Well, just, you know, yeah, he's been around, and a lot of guys might have turned that over and stopped and rolled our head and rolled their head. And what we've talked about is moving on to the next play. And that's part of building trust and the chemistry and that sort of thing. And, you know, it was great hustle. He could have just, like I said, stopped and watched him lay it in, even though that's not what we do. And so we just felt like we needed to reward that, acknowledge that, even though we came out of the game, right, you know, a second later. And who knows, maybe that kept him in a positive light. And that's something with this group that we've really had to be cognizant of, too, as a staff, is, you know, you learn different groups, different teams at different times of the year, what they're capable of and what they need. And, you know, we feel like we've got a pretty good grip on that. But, you know, he responded. He wasn't out for very long. And when he went back in there, he was a different guy for sure.
You know, we also saw together a young man set the Oregon State. Last year he set the single season block shot record, Kyler Kelly. But this year he's already set the Oregon State record, and he did so in his 52nd game as a Beaver, with 7 in that great win at Stanford, Coach. I mean, and it looked like he just had a relentlessness about him. And all 7, if we went through the play-by-play, particularly the last one, those were big blocks that helped you win that game.
No, for sure. Yeah, Kyler's been great along those lines. And, man, to do it in 52 games says a lot. You know, you always wonder if when your free safety leads you in football and tackles, you know, if that's a good thing. Right. But, no, Kyler's been really good. And now you and I spoke about this on the court earlier today. He's got to learn when to go after shots and when not to. And the Cal game, for example, and you can't fault him. It's for hustle. He's trying to go block everything, but he tried to go after a couple that he was not going to get to, and his guy ended up tipping him in. So that's part of his growth and maturation. We said it when he got here. Boy, we wish we had him for 4 years, but he's come a long way, and he's come a long way in his maturity, you know, with taking criticism, taking coaching. You know, his teammates trying to fire him up. Sometimes he didn't always react the right way, but he's come a long way, and we're going to need him to be huge for us down the stretch if we're going to be successful.
And that would begin, of course, with the 353rd edition. We need to take one final break. But before we do, just a quick thought from you, Coach, about Oregon and their season. It's an interesting one. I mean, they've had some great wins, but also have, like everybody, have been a bit up and down. And they're coming in off a loss. What do you see with that team?
Well, I tell you, first of all, I don't know, and I know these rankings, and there'll probably be other teams that have a tougher preseason schedule. But I don't. When you look, you know, not just on paper, but who they've played, they've had the toughest schedule I know by far in our league, and maybe in the land. So they're tested. They're experienced. You know, they've lost a couple, you know, of late in conference play. I know they've got to be disappointed having a double figure. I think there was a 10-point lead against Stanford and losing that thing in the last 12 minutes. But they're very, very potent offensively. They've got a lot of weapons. They can cause you some frustration with their full court and three-quarter court pressing. On the defensive side, tremendous length. I mean, they've got length across the board on the front line. And, you know, arguably the best player in the league to this point in Peyton Pritchard. So, very, very challenging game for us, but you know what? We've had success against them, and we've put good plans in place, and our guys always get fired up for it. So, nothing tells me there's not going to be, you know, a packed Gill and our team, you know, fully ready to go on Saturday night.
And a sweep last year in the Civil War, that's hard to do, as we know, and the Beavers accomplished it last year and hope to take the first step towards doing it again here in the 19-20 season. We'll take a final break and wrap things up with Coach Tinkle. We're at Buffalo Wild Wings. We're going to give away 4 tickets to that game next, right here on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Lights are on, doors are open, and we're getting ready to set foot on the hardwood. As we gear up for a new season of basketball in the Pac-12 Conference, we've got you covered with all your favorite teams and endless action on and off the court, from the coast to the mountains. Not to mention pregame and postgame coverage jam-packed with analysis you won't want to miss. Catch game coverage live on Pac-12 Network or download and watch anytime on Pac-12 Now.
Natalie works as a mechanic 6 days a week. Her goal is to retire early and move to Key West. Some people did this when they heard Natalie's goal. But then she contacted U.S. Bank, who said this.
That sounds great. Let's make it happen.
Because U.S. Bank believes hard work works. And with help from their financial planning and tools, Natalie's working to make her goal a reality. And soon, everyone who sounded like this will sound like this. For everyone working toward a goal, U.S. Bank is here to help. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
High-quality organic food should be available to everyone at a better value. That's why Safeway offers O Organics. Hundreds of USDA-certified organic products exclusively in our stores. From fruits and vegetables to chicken and olive oil and frozen treats to baby food, you'll find a huge selection of organic items for the whole family at Safeway. Food you feel good about eating and serving. Look for O Organics products throughout Safeway. O Organics. Organic for all.
Here we go, our last few minutes tonight from Buffalo Wild Wings. The Portland Trail Blazers are on in the background. Denver leading the Blazers 44-32. Just a very quick question, Coach Tinkle, about what Damian over the last six is averaging 49 a game, and you had to put together plans to try to deal with him, and he would probably tell you, who did you have tough games against in college? Your team would probably come up.
No, yeah. I mean, there was a stat the last year we played him in the championship game of the Big Sky against every other Big Sky team. I think he averaged 26 a game, and against Montana, he averaged 13 and shot under 30%. And, you know, I got to give credit to one of my assistant coaches. I won't name him because his head's already big enough, and he coaches against us in this league. But he said, Coach, he can't – we've got to send him right off all these pick and rolls, and just don't let him get to the rim. He said, going right, he's not comfortable pulling up, but going left, he can pull up, he can step back, he could turn the corner. And so we focused all of our – both man and zone. When they screened for him, we sent him to his right and made sure he didn't get all the way to the rim. And I think some of it might have just been, you know, those nights weren't his because he's awfully dang good.
Isn't that something, though, to average in the NBA 49 over a six-game stretch? That's impressive. Blazers down 15 at home tonight against Denver. That's their world and their lookout, but just seeing Damon reminds me of the battles you've had through the years, and another big one Saturday night.
Huge game Saturday night. We've got to get this one. We've got to make Gil crazy. When that place is packed, especially in the Civil War, you know, we've gotten the last couple in there. We need everybody's help because we're reeling right now. We're heading in the right direction, a lot in front of us, but this one's a huge one. We've got to go get it.
On the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Beaver Sports Talk has been brought to you by Willamette Valley's own Pacific Source Health Plans, keeping its members game ready every day. Learn more at PacificSourceMembersFirst.com. Safeway, stop into Safeway, your exclusive grocery partner of Oregon State Athletics. Your local Toyota dealers, Toyota, let's go places. First Interstate Bank. First Interstate Bank is the proud sponsor of the Oregon State Athletics Community Hero Program. And by Spirit Mountain Casino. Spirit Mountain Casino is a proud partner of Oregon State Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Beaver Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.